Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller about developments in Indianola. The Indianola City Council also discussed at their most recent meeting several developments. They held public hearings. There was an input from the public and input from city staff. Talk about what City Council ended up discussing on a lot of developments that are headed towards Indianola.
Yeah, one of the things that we heard from the community as part of the comp plan update was economic development, and the focus is residential development. So on the agenda, we had a number of development items. We had an annexation request. We had one rezoning request, and then a development plan that included a rezoning. So the annexation, several acres northwest part of town. So the council approved that request to annex in. So this was a voluntary annexation. So the owners of the land wanted to annex into the city. So the city council will now set a public hearing to establish the zoning for that ground. So they've approved the annexation. Now we've got the council has to say this is what the zoning district will be. The other item that we had is over near the industrial park, just south of Hillcrest. And this is for a senior, it's an age-restricted apartment complex for seniors. It's about 50 some odd units, and it aligns with what the comp plan is looking for. It's a good transition from the industrial to the north down to the residential to the south. So transitional zoning means that you're providing that buffer from a industrial type area to residential. So that's another one that the council approved. Now, these are all, this one's a first reading, so it has to go through two more readings. And this next one is a proposed development plan. And this one was a little bit unique in the fact that it wasn't a strict rezoning. It went through a process called PRD, or Planned Residential Development. And that is a zoning tool allowed by code, and it's commonly used throughout the country, where it allows the developer to be a little bit creative in the type of development that they're proposing. So in this particular case, what could have been a couple apartment complexes, the petitioner had asked to do a PRD, Planned Residential Development, where they were able to adjust some of the things or seek permission to adjust some of the layouts and requirements. And as a result, they're going to be putting in 71 lots. Varying sizes. I think one of the largest lots is like 10 or 12,000 square feet, and then home values between 250 and 300,000. So you're talking about 1,500 square feet on up to about 2,600 square feet home. So that passed the first reading as well, and so there's two more readings for both those developments, and then obviously the public hearing to establish the zoning district on July 6th for that annexation.
The council also discussed having another council meeting here in June. Talk about the details of that extra meeting and some of the administrative duties that need to happen.
Yeah, so our fiscal year runs from July 1 to June 30th of every year. So that's our fiscal year. So as we near the end of the fiscal year, we want to make sure that we're processing all the payments that need to be accounted for in the fiscal year 20 budget and that it's taken care of. So historically, we set a very brief special city council meeting last week in June, and the only item on the agenda is to approve the bills so we can make sure that it's charged to the correct fiscal year and that we can get payments out as soon as possible. So that is being scheduled for June 24th at 9:30 in the morning, and it really should take about 2 minutes.
Thanks to City Manager Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.